Once again, Porter Christian Church joins together in spirit and prayer. Psalms 128 reads like this. Blessed is every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. Let us pray. Our most holy Lord, we come together in spirit once again. We pray, Lord, that your healing hand come across this great nation, that you rid us of this terrible coronavirus, Father. We pray, Lord, that you bless and protect your people, the Porter Church family, Father. We ask and pray, Lord, that you let these words encourage all those who hear them, and let your name be heard, let your name be praised, and let your name be worshipped, Father. For without you, we are nothing. We thank you for your rich, rich blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me. Oh, he touched me, and all the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me, and he made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole.
I've tried to win this war, I can't. By the gifts from your hand, I just can't understand why you've loved us so much. We are so blessed, we just can't find a way or the words that can say, thank you, Lord, for your touch. When we're empty, you fill us till we overflow. When we're hungry, you feed us and cause us to know. We are so blessed. Take what we have to bring. Take it all, everything. Lord, we love you so much. We are so blessed by the things you have done, the victories we've won, and what you've brought us through. We are so blessed. Take what we have to bring, take it all, everything. Lord, we bring it to you. When we're empty, you fill us till we overflow. And when we're hungry, feed us and cause us to know. are so blessed. Take what we have to bring. Take it all, everything. Lord, we love you so much. Take what we have to bring. Take it all, everything. Lord, we love you so much.
Church family be in need, please reach out to the elders, Benny, or the deacon, and we will do all we can as the good Lord allows. Also, Brother Doodle asked me to please say a special prayer for the Mountain Mission School in Grundy, Virginia. There was reported 3 staff members and 8 children with the coronavirus. In case you didn't know, that's one of the 2 mission schools that the church helps support yearly. So please keep them in your prayers. Today we'll be reading from Matthew 5. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye, when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Romans chapter 4, verses 7 through 9. Saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Galatians chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel of Abraham unto Abraham, saying, in thee all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Titus chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. Looking for that blessed hope and the glory appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Revelations chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Let us not forget how truly blessed we are. We can pray and worship in a country without persecution. We are given every breath as a blessing from God. Let us not waste a single one. Pray for one another and lift each other up, as James says in James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us pray.
Dear great Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for being able to come here once again with our brothers and sisters in spirit. We thank you for the technology and the ability to do this. We thank you for all the many blessings that you've given us this week. We know that we face many trials and temptations and tribulations all along the way. And we also know that you bless us abundantly among those things. We ask, Lord, you please help us to focus on those blessings, the blessings of life, of joy, of knowing Jesus. These things are what are most important in our life. We pray, Lord, that you help us to focus on you and just how great and good you are, that you use your light and your greatness to overpower the darkness. Please help us to keep strong in the faith. Help us to be examples to our friends, to our family, to our community. We pray, Lord, your blessings upon all those that we meet. We pray that they end up knowing you, if they don't already, that they come to know you and the salvation that you offer, and what a glorious gift it is. We pray, Lord, for your protection, for your safety over us. Keep us all healthy and well, that we might all once again congregate as a group in physical form, that we might all get to shake one another's hand and hug one another and tell each other how much we miss them. We pray, Lord, that you please forgive us all for where we fall short. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. For I'm a part.